Every song has a story. And the carols of Christmas are linked to a world of fascinating legends, ideas, and history. This is the Annotated Christmas Songbook. Come on, come in. The party's already started. Let me fill you in on what's going on. Every part of the world that celebrates Christmas does it in their own special way. But here in France, you'll find some of the most elegant and satisfying of holiday traditions. Although children find gifts from Père Noël left in their shoes on Christmas morning, the biggest celebrations come tonight on Christmas Eve, a night reserved for gathering friends and family to celebrate the holiday with songs and merrymaking. The preparations for an evening like this takes intense planning and searching for just the right ingredients. For weeks, the great Christmas markets of France have been setting up stalls in public places to offer up ripe cheeses, fresh truffles, succulent fruit, and breads of all shapes and sizes for the hosts and hostesses to put on their best show. Although there are many traditional dishes that will be expected, don't be surprised if the family chef has decided to test the limits of their skills with something unexpected and extraordinarily delicious. It's time for the finest wine and champagne. Check out the fireplace. Christmas evening begins with the feu cachot, a great log cut from a fruit tree which is promenaded to the hearth. The youngest member of the assembly pours three wine libations upon the log and speaks a blessing. The log is taken to the fireplace where it will burn until the Day of Kings. Just take it in. The air is suffused with the incense of wine. Being France, it should come as no surprise that a great deal of the family's effort will go into the preparing and presentation of the Christmas meal, Le Réveillon de Noël. Pardon the accent. I only took 6 years of French. The dining table is elaborately prepared, dressed with three white linen tablecloths of descending sizes, one for each of the three meals that will follow through the evening and into the next day. Seafood is traditional. Oysters, lobster, scallops, smoked salmon, and, well, if you're lucky, caviar will be featured. Foie gras, whether used as a pâté, sauce, or stuffing, is an absolute must. Celery and soup, artichokes and escargot, salads and savory meat pies may be found throughout the evening. And let's not forget the game and fowl featured as a main course. If you're lucky enough to find yourself in Provence for Christmas Eve, the legendary 13 desserts will be served. 13 different delights representing Jesus and his 12 apostles. And although there will be sweets of all kinds to tempt the children, all eyes are drawn to the chocolatey Bûche de Noël, a rolled cake filled with cream and cunningly decorated to resemble the feu cachot. The joyful revelry is going to continue all through the night, well, until it comes time for midnight mass. Then, the well-fed and, let's be honest, probably tipsy assembly will parade to the church, only returning to the frivolities when the service is over. A lot of the children will join the parade dressed as shepherds and milkmaids, with the older ones carrying torches. Why? Well, they're inspired by one of France's most popular Christmas songs. It tells the story of two young women who stumble upon a certain stable in Bethlehem, only to discover a mother with her newborn child. They rush to gather the people of the village to witness this wonderful miracle. Part lullaby and, well, part joyous expression of wonder, It is a song that moves and inspires.
Oh, and look, there's Linda Grass and Morgan Donald, ready to perform it.
Bring a torch, Jeanette Isabella.
Bring a torch, Jeanette Isabella, bring a torch, come swiftly and run. Christ is born, tell the folk of the village, Jesus is sleeping in his cradle. Beautiful is the mother, beautiful is her son. Hasten now, good folk of the village, hasten now, the Christ child to see. You will find him asleep in a manger, quietly come and whisper softly, hush, hush. Peacefully now he slumbers, hush, hush. Peacefully now he sleeps. Hush, hush. Peacefully now he slumbers, hush, hush. Peacefully now he sleeps.
This has been the Annotated Christmas Songbook, created and written by David Belke. Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella was performed by Linda Grass and Morgan Donald, with Pat Thompson on piano. Recorded by Danielle Key at Holy Trinity Anglican Church in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Intro music by Aaron Kenny. Outro music by Ease Jammy Jams. The Annotated Christmas Songbook is a production of Holy Trinity Anglican Church and the Acme Radio Project.